Thanks for joining us today here on Alamo City Church Sunday Sermons with Pastor David Walker. On today's sermon, Pastor Walker will be teaching from his series entitled Deep Rest. As a Christian, your life should not feel complicated. Jesus calls, "Come to me, for all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Let's listen as Pastor Walker shares how you can handle the demands of the world with joy and face life's challenges with peace in your heart. Now here's Pastor Walker with today's sermon.
I will give you permission to cease from your labor. You see, I believe it's true. The Lord's just saying, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. That if you hear the Lord speak to you in the way that he lets you know things, you don't have to carry that anymore. That what happened to you back then, I knew it. There's mercy for it. And you have permission to lay it down and not care. You say, but I've got six kids. I've got a requiring husband. You know, what is that all about, preacher? I've got meals and I've got diapers and I've got to look beautiful for him when he comes home and all of that kind of stuff. But ma'am, my sister, if somehow the God who loves you and the God who's been with you for every one of the birth of your children and prior to that when you married that man, if he just opens his heart and just says to you this morning, you have permission to rest. It doesn't mean that the supper won't need to be made, but it just means that something can be lifted off of you as if the whole weight of the crazy world is on your shoulders. The full outcome of everyone who's connected with you is up to you. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's God's business. That's not our business. I will give you permission to rest. I told you, surely walked through some of our story of 10, 15 years ago when we just felt like we just didn't want to keep going, couldn't keep going the way we were going. And in and through the turmoil that was working inside us, in and through that, there was this strange and peculiar, and it didn't even make sense. It would fit in with the image of God that we had at that time, where there was this sense of permission to check out on Bexar County and go for a season to the mountains. And I don't think we asked any of you for a vote. I don't know that we checked the staff. What do y'all think about this? There was a release. And I got to tell you, sometimes that can sound so foreign to the way we've come to craft God and think that he feels about us that you think, Lord, is this you or is this the devil? Or is this just my flesh? But if you this morning are in the place of a category of your life, in a season of your life, there is weariness and fatigue even right now. But maybe there's something from back here where it came crushing in upon you, and the result is here such that you're scared to death of new opportunities. You don't want to take on anything else, and it's because you're tired. What if the Lord is saying, you come to me, all of you who are weary. Now, when it says all, it means all. It means every category. Your category of tired is not going to be the same as the category of tired the person three rows over from you. Or your mother or your father or people that are around you. You're tired. Whatever is your tired. Whatever has been the burden upon you. To cause or to permit one to cease from any labor or movement so as to recover strength. Now, folks who have always known you as a worrywart and into everybody's business, and they could dump on you their problems and you'd take them in just like a funnel on the top of your head, and and everybody else's problems will just crush you, when suddenly this reality settles in on you and he gives you rest. Your response may be to the ones who've been used to dumping all of their junk on you to say, you know, I promise you this, I will be praying for you. But for right now, there is a sundae at Freddy's Ice Cream Place that I'm just going to go have one. And you want to go with me? If you got permission to rest, you won't be carrying everybody else's stuff. I'll give you another example of this. And one of the things I hope we can do is to take a look at some of the tired heroes in the Scripture. Who if they hadn't gotten some rest somewhere along the way, we might not have ever even heard of them. Elijah would be one of them. David would be one of them. Paul, of all people, after his first missionary journey, radically saved, powerfully anointed, left and went out in Asia Minor with a shorter version of what became a second and third missionary journey, and then a final journey to Rome where he was executed for his faith in Christ. I want to find this and let you see it in the book of Acts, where we'll talk about that Paul came back from that first journey and he ended up back at Antioch. And it says, and there was persecution, there were great victories, but there were also there were times of great hardship, and his life was threatened, and he risked death for the sake of Christ. But he gets back to Antioch, and the Scripture says that he stayed there a long time. He stayed there a long time to get his rest. There might never have been a missionary journey number two, or a missionary journey number three, or a trip to Rome if Jesus hadn't given him rest after trip number one. Weariness does have a way of shutting us down. When you get tired, everything seems farther away. You know, when you get tired and you've been walking, and you find one more step up that you got to do, and you're tired, you can do it, but you can't do many of them. Now, why did I do that? Why did I just do that? I'm tired. Why didn't I just sit before I took that last step? But something inside us can push us. And it may not all be God, and it may not all be good, it may not all be right. The smartest thing is sit your rear end down on a rock. Retie your shoes, take your shoe off, get something to drink. Rest. And then you realize, you know, I bet we'd go another quarter mile. Maybe we could go a half mile. We might even be able to make it to the top, but if you're tired, everything looks farther. Everything looks harder. All you can think about is how I can get out of here and get back to the car and go home when you're tired. But my dear brother and sister, what if God has destined you for a measure of greatness that your family line has never known? What if God intends for you, his place for you in the culture of America is to be a shaper, not just a receiver? But in order to do that, and you'll get your knocks, and there'll be things that will be contrary and opposing, just as the way of God is to lead us on, it is a way of God to cause us to rest. Psalm 23, finish with this. David. And we're not 100% sure how old David was when this was written by him. Some would say he had to be a young man. Some would say middle years. We don't really know, but this is what he says. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, I shall not lack for anything. Now look how he puts it. In the light of what we just said, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me. I don't lead him. He leads me beside quiet waters. And then this line in verse 3. He restores my soul. The presupposition is his soul, his mind, his emotions, his will had come to be depleted, had come to move away from him through weariness. But it says, the Lord who is my shepherd knows how. Somebody needs to hear this. The Lord knows how to bring back my soul. What he originally intended for me to feel, what he originally intended for me to know, what he originally intended for me to be able to choose and want to choose, I am exhausted in those areas. So he's making me lie down. He's leading me places. And he is in the process of giving me back my soul. That's David. Man after God's own heart, right? There's Paul. He stayed in Antioch a long time. Now, here's what I want just to leave you with today. What if for that which happened to you, you went through, you endured back here, uniquely cut out of your soul? What if the Lord, through what he's saying here and his desire today, is to take what he has already prepared, what he has available that perfectly fits, that exactly fits what was taken out of you back then. And when he says, and I will give you rest, that which was taken from you, he knows. Hallelujah. That which you were depleted and deprived from back then, he has. And what if it means that he has the ability to give that back to you? Would you bow your heads with me for prayer? Nobody can take these steps for you because nobody knows what you've been through like you do. We have to qualify ourselves for the promise by stepping back into some of the places where we were exhausted, where things were piled upon us, and perhaps even in the spirit, stand there. Lord, I am tired. Lord, the burden crushed me, and I couldn't keep carrying it. I'm asking you for the rest. that you promised. Deep rest. Deep rest. Deep rest. You say, well, what'll happen if I get that? Just wait and see. The way you've been walking, the way you've been living, even your Christian life may dramatically change after the Lord gives you rest, because maybe you thought that all that the Lord really was interested in you was how much you prayed and how much of the Bible you could quote and how many people you led to Christ and how active you were in your church. And those are not wrong, not bad. But what if job one in the Lord's heart is not about your results, but it's about your relationship with Him? And out of that relationship with Him will flow things that He allows you to do. And so when the resting in the relationship with Him, realizing that He loves you that much, He knows even more than you do what was taken from you, what you're walking through, and to come to Him with that and to sense in your own spirit that He is replenishing you in those places. The dimension of your love for Him in response to His expression of His love for you will blow your hat in the creek. And it may alter dramatically the way you pursue Him or pursue even your walk with Him. What if at your core, it's not that you don't love people, it's not that you're a backslidden Christian, what if it at your core, it's not that you're bitter? At your core, bitterness may have grown, other things may have, but what if at your core, it's that you're tired? Something wore you out. And Jesus knows all about it. Let him, my brother, let him, my sister, give you what he wants to give you. You say, well, how do I know where that? You just ask him. And he'll bring things into your mind. Some you may not even have to think about it. You just know. But he will walk with you, maybe through places that you didn't even know he was there. But he was there. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for loving us beyond words that we could ever fill up books to describe. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, will you please open our hearts to this truth, what you're saying? Lord, would you not allow Satan to move in us so that we're somehow feel like we're disqualified from the promise. Lord, would you not let the enemy, would you not let the flesh steal any longer what you intend for us to receive from you? Deep rest. Deep rest. Now, we'll be leaving here in just a couple of minutes. But one of those characters in the Bible, an imaginary character that Jesus created in the form of a story in Luke chapter 15, we call him the prodigal son. He left. Maybe he had just gotten sick and tired of hearing his big brother, his older brother, do everything right, tell him all the time what to do. No excuse for what he did, but we don't know. Jesus didn't give us those details in the story. But he left. Went to a far country. The exact opposite of everything that was known in his father's house. And allowed in his father's house. What was it that brought that prodigal son home? What was it? When he came to his senses, i.e., he looked and saw that he didn't have any money left. He didn't have any friends left. He was tempted to eat what hogs were eating. The far country wore him out and depleted all of his resources. And he said to himself, in the battle of his mind, in the battle of his emotions, in the battle of his will, in his soul, I will go back to my father's house. Not to become a son again, but just to be a hired hand. And he went home. Weariness can take you home. Weariness can bring you back to the Father's house. What'd the Father do? What'd the Father do? What'd the Father do? Not at all what the boy expected. He was met with grace and mercy instead of law and justice. Come home. Come home. Come home if you're away. Come home. The way of the transgressor is hard. I came that you might have life, Jesus said, or that you might have it abundantly. Come home. And let the Father give you rest. If you've never opened the door of your heart and received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Savior, inviting Him to come in and live in you and forgive you of your sins on the basis of the blood that He shed on the cross in your behalf, you can do that right where you sit. It's a come to Jesus for forgiveness and for the start of the relationship. But then as a follower of Jesus, there's a come to Jesus meeting or two or three or four when we find ourselves exhausted in life and needing to come to Him for rest, deep rest of the soul. Lord, wherever we are, please meet us there. Never having received You as Savior and Lord, we meet us there, Lord. We receive You. But weary, heavy laden, we come to You, Jesus, to receive the rest that has been crafted by Your nail-scarred hands and applied by the love of God to our hearts. In the name of Jesus, will You just please say His name with me, the name of Jesus.
Thanks again for joining us today here on Alamo City Church Sunday Sermons with Pastor David Walker. If you'd like to know more about Alamo City Church, please visit our website at www.alamocity.org.